Save the bees. That's a phrase that's emblazoned on t-shirts and bumper stickers today.
That's because the decline of the honeybee population has become an increasingly serious problem for our global food supply, and scientists are trying to figure out how to stop it. The show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on this. And Lauren, what is killing honeybees?
Right, that is the question. And it seems like the answer is a lot of things, but the leading cause of death for honeybees is the infestation of the Varroa mite. It weakens and kills bees. And I spoke with one scientist who is working on a rather unconventional approach to save honeybees from this invasive mite. Steve Shepard is a beekeeper and the chair of the entomology department at Washington State University. And he says help for the honeybees might come in the form of a mushroom extract. So here's Shepard to tell us more about this mushroom elixir and the Varroa mite it's working to stop.
Honeybees have been under increasing stress, I suppose you could say, since about 1987 in this country with the arrival of Varroa mite. So there had always been, issues with diseases and other maladies that beekeepers had to face to try to keep their bees alive and healthy, related to, say, being exposed to pesticides or lack of forage, things like that. But in 1987, a new mite came into town. And then in about 2007, there were much higher levels of losses, and beekeepers were at a loss to explain what was going on. They seemed to be doing everything they've been doing earlier, but instead of, 15 to 20% losses, some of them, lost entire operations or 50 or 60%. And that was the advent of what, has been called colony collapse disorder, where people then begin taking a really close look overall at honeybee health. And based on that, we've identified many, many factors that are involved in colony health. And it seems that when you have multiple factors coming together is when the bees really suffer. So there's a multiplicity of things, but still centered probably as the number one damaging factor for beekeepers is this Varroa mite, because those pesticides that they began using, they've kind of run out of them. The mite quickly develops resistance.
So lots of people are trying to figure out, first of all, what's going on here and how to try to stop this kind of destruction of honeybees. And so you think you might have something that can start to address that issue. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. The approach that we've been taking for mite control and one of the directions for colony health has been to test some mushroom extracts. These are mushrooms from the old growth forests in the Pacific Northwest. And in humans and in other studies, they've been shown to reduce virus levels of a number of viruses. And so we've been experimenting using these as feeding additives, putting them in sugar syrup, something beekeepers are really used to doing. Mm-hmm. And we've shown that in cages and in small colonies that we can get reduction of virus titers. And we've been doing some large-scale field tests as well that are still continuing. So, the way that it would work is that the beekeeper would mix this material in with sugar syrup and feed it to the bees. The idea being that if you can reduce the virus levels in the bees, it may make the mites even kind of less important, because if one of their main effects is that they're amplifying and transmitting these viruses between hives, you might, reduce kind of that avenue of harm from the mites themselves. And the other thing is that by reducing virus levels in the bees, their immune systems are better able to handle other stresses that they face, because, they have other fungal diseases, they have bacterial diseases they fight off, just like us. And so the idea that it could be basically an immune system boost for them.
So all of these sorts of approaches that you're trying to take to figure out how to help the honeybee population, what is your goal here? What do you hope comes of all of this?
Goal of this is to make available some alternative approaches than using strictly something like pesticides to control mites, because we've gone through a number of chemical control measures, and beekeepers are really kind of down to their last weapons related to chemical control at this point. So it's cited that it could become one of the approaches to protect honeybee colonies against mites, you know, to provide better integrated pest management solutions.
Okay. Steve Shepard is a beekeeper and the chair of the entomology department at Washington State University. Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this.
Hey, my pleasure.